Thank you, Mr. Chair. Heads of delegation, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's indeed an honor and privilege for me to address this august gathering assembled to discuss the twin scourges of hunger and malnutrition. I stand before you to present to you India's understanding, policies and vision on the matter. At the first ICN in 1992, world leaders met and declared, I quote, "Hunger and malnutrition are unacceptable in a world that has both the knowledge and resources to end this form of catastrophe." Ironically, 22 years later, the world leaders are gathered again not to celebrate the progress but to adopt a similar declaration. I have been listening intently to the representatives from around the globe, and it really gladdens my heart to hear the commonality of views being expressed, both in acknowledging the problem on hand and on the way forward. We are all not only on the same stage today, but fortuitously on the same page too. India joins the world community in pledging its full support to the cause of eradication of malnutrition in all its facets. Ladies and gentlemen, the story is as credible as the statistics underlying the story. Sadly, the statistics in this story of malnutrition is horrific. The world still has about 805 million people, one in nine worldwide, still chronically hungry, and 161 million children under the age of five stunted due to chronic undernutrition. It is abundantly clear that the economic growth rates which the world has witnessed over the past years have not automatically translated into better nutritional indicators, and both nutrition-specific and nutrition-sensitive interventions are required if the world is to break the intergenerational cycle of undernutrition and free itself from the burden of malnutrition. Economic growth alone will not be enough. Nutrition-sensitive agriculture, expanding network of social protection to increase affordability of and accessibility to adequate and nutritious food, and focused intervention on under five child and maternal nutrition deficiencies must be mainstreamed into national policies for successfully tackling this problem. We in India are aware of this problem at hand. India today is home to 31% of the world's under five stunted children and 37% of world's total underweight children, with prevalence of underweight among children. Understanding and acknowledging the problem at hand and sectoral interlinkages needed to tackle the problem, the Government of India has announced a mission mode approach to address maternal and child malnutrition in selected 200 high-burden districts through a revamped integrated child development scheme. This nutrition-specific and nutrition-sensitive program seeks to harness synergies across nutrition, sanitation, drinking water, primary health care, and other related sectors to address malnutrition holistically. Under the Mission Mode program, the interventions are aimed at being simultaneous so that benefit of one intervention is not lost on account of the absence of the other. And they cover the entire life cycle of women and children to create an immediate nutritional impact. This is in addition to the existing nationwide program of Integrated Child Development Scheme, which provides support to 103 million beneficiaries. Other schemes are National Rural Health Mission with an outlay of 3.4 billion, National Rural Drinking Water Program with an outlay of 3.5 billion, Food Security Act with an outlay of $2 billion, National Rural Livelihood Mission with an outlay of $6.5 billion, National Sanitation Campaign with an outlay of $690 million, and Midday Meal Scheme with an outlay of $2.150 billion, further bolster our government's efforts at combating malnutrition. However, the problem on hand is humongous and needs continued and concerted effort. on part of our government to deliver upon a malnutrition-free country. We are acutely aware of this and are, as we move ahead, we seek to learn from and align our strategy with the proposed framework for action. Ladies and gentlemen, by bringing malnutrition back on the center stage of global discourse, underlining it as a problem of governments and not just for families, ICN2 has proved to be one of the most successful international conferences in recent times. I therefore take the opportunity to thank the Director Generals of FAO and WHO for piloting the conference. I also thank heads of other UN agencies that have played a crucial role in the field of nutrition and have extended support to this conference. Finally, with these words and recognizing the key role it will have to play in eradication of hunger and nutrition from the face of the earth, India looks forward to working closely with the world community towards this end. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.